This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. Today, December 31st, 2019, the very last day of 2019. Tomorrow will be 2020. I can barely believe it. It's a beautiful day today. It's going to be a beautiful week, and I believe it's going to be a beautiful year, and that's what I wish for each and every one of you. I have a very special guest today. Her name is Nicole Troop. She's a quadriplegic and a children's disability author who encourages disabled children to follow their dreams. She's most passionate about her family and mostly about being a mom. From a very young age, her goals were to be a pediatrician, get married, and have two children. After having her daughter, she became a quadriplegic, so becoming a pediatrician or having her own daycare was out of the question, but that did not keep her from pursuing her goals of helping children in need. As an advocate and supporter to children with disabilities, she strives to shield them from the cruelty in this world. Welcome to the show, Nicole. It's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do.
Well, I became a quadriplegic when I was 26 years old, and it kind of put a damper on a lot of things for me. And mm-hmm. I remember as a child when I would have surgery and I would have my hair cut and different things like that, children could be a little cruel. Mm-hmm. So with me being an adult now and knowing how children are, and there are a lot of kids nowadays going through different things in life and different disabilities, and I just feel like I should be an advocate for them and just let them know they're not alone and they mm-hmm. always have support.
Wow. So you were ill as a child. Tell us a little bit about that.
When I was 3 months old, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. Mm. And it was horrible throughout my childhood. My immune system was very bad. I couldn't do a lot of things, like mm-hmm. play in the snow and, you know, go outside a lot, because I would get sick very quickly. I had multiple surgeries. I have a VP shunt that started from the top of my head and ran down to my abdomen.
Wow.
And a lot of times I had to go in and get it replaced, because as I grew, it would pop a loop and cause mm-hmm. severe headache. And I remember 1 year when I was 16, it did come loose, and the fluid was draining down into my brain. And I was told that if my mother didn't get me to the hospital when she did, I could have died.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a struggle when I was younger. You know, mm-hmm. to this day, I've had about as many surgeries as my age. So
you've had as many surgeries as you are ages old. Wow, that's crazy. So
yeah. You
talked a little bit about why you have this passion for inspiring disabled children. What do you inspire them to do? What is it that you are trying to help them with, or help them do, or realize, or understand?
I want them to realize that just because they are going through what they are going through, right now, that doesn't mean that you can't have dreams, that you can't follow your dreams. Just like I always tell my daughter, never let anybody tell you what you can't do, because you can always do whatever you put your mind to.
That's an amazing message for all of us, really.
Yes. There's always someone that's going to try to discourage you and make you think that you're less than what you are, and you're not. You're just like anybody else. That's why I call my book Just Like You.
Wow. I love that, and I love the title of your book, Just Like You. What do you think the first step for a child with a disability to begin to think this way, that they can change their life for the better? What's a good first step for a child to take, or even an adult?
It's always good to have a good support system. You know, if you don't have that, then it's very easy to get discouraged. I saw that the hard way, and I had to go through a lot of counseling. But just know it's okay if you feel down, or if you feel like, you know, you're by yourself. It's okay to ask for help. It is okay. It's not gonna make you weak. It's only gonna make you stronger by doing that.
Those are very wise words, Nicole. Create a support system for everybody. That's important, even for people who are not disabled, because we get the idea that there's shame in asking for help, right? Or that we have to do things ourselves, but there is no shame to having a support system, to asking for help for whatever it is that we can't do. I really love that message that you have. Tell us a little bit about what role authenticity played in all this for you.
Well, for me, it was like, you know, I always kept to myself. I was shy, afraid to be around people, but they will never get to know who you are if you're not honest. So that's why I want to get my story out there. My autobiography on the back of my book, it really goes in detail of who I am, and I want people to know who I really am. My quadriplegic, it doesn't define me. You have to really get to know me, my personality. People think because I don't smile a lot that I might be mean or evil, but you can't judge a book by its cover. You have to really get to know someone.
That's so true, and that's such a good and timely message in these days, that we, just by looking at someone, what they look like, the color of their skin, you know, their body size, none of that means anything. I love that you say, you have to get to know me, who I really am. And I love that you've had the courage to write this book and to put your story out there. That takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of courage. I applaud you for that, Nicole. And what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Be yourself. Always. Follow your dreams, no matter what they are. Never put your yourself down. The only one that can keep you from doing what you want to do is you.
Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful message. Never put yourself down. That's one that I learned a while back. I did this. I was doing this little course, and one of the things they had us do was to write down all our negative talk, negative self-talk. You know how you're saying things to yourself all day? And I was astonished by the things I was saying to myself, right? Things I would never say to someone else, like that, you know, you're so stupid, you're this, you're that. And so that's how I started turning that around for me, you know, being aware of how we put ourselves down, right? And so
yeah.
I love that you've talked about that. Give us a little example of how we could work on that, how you worked on it for yourself.
I started going to counseling. I started just listening to a lot of inspirational people. But what helps me is gospel music. That really helps me to keep a clear mind, to stay peaceful. I'm very into, you know, my religious spirit. God can help you through anything. Anything. You know, just pray. He listens. It's always helpful to, you know, have, like I said, have that someone in your corner, no matter who it is. If it's a childhood friend, if it's, you know, like for me, my nurses, they really helped me. They really do every day to keep my spirits up. Even when I feel like I can't go on through something, they are always there to keep me encouraged and just remind me of all the accomplishments that I've made, even throughout the year. Like recently, I was in the hospital about a month ago. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I kept going in and out of consciousness. I was unconscious for 3 days.
Wow.
And it was very scary because when I woke up, I didn't know what happened. So just stay encouraged. Just pray. Pray. And that's just what I want to do. And even if you need help, contact me. I will always be a support to anybody that needs it.
That's beautiful. I love that. And what you're saying about having people to support you and acknowledging and realizing that there are people around us, right? Sometimes we don't notice it or pay attention until we really need somebody. And they're there. There's always people who are there for us. That's really beautiful. And I love that you've opened up and said, if you're discouraged and you need a good word, you need a hand, call me. I think that's absolutely beautiful. We're going to take a great break to hear from our sponsors. If you want to call in and ask Nicole a question, you can start calling now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. Call in now, and we will be right back.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
Ew, Mom, what is wrong with my hair? Oh, honey, you have lice.
Lice?
Mm.
I know. Let's try Grace's Niplex.
Oh, God. Grace's Niplex not only gets rid of lice, but also prevents it. It's a safe, plant-based product that can be used every day for healthy hair. Grace's Niplex.com.
Use Niplex to protect you.
Have you noticed that when you are having a good day, the day seems to flow with more ease? That is no mistake. When we feel good about ourselves, we attract this to us. I'm Joy Truscott, and as a clinical therapist, I specialize in releasing trauma blocks and shifting age-old family patterns that no longer serve us. Hop onto my website, joytruscott.com, to access many free resources and find out how we can work together.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back on Dare to Reauthentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Nicole Troop, a quadriplegic and children's disability author who encourages disabled children to follow their dreams. So, Nicole, let's talk about your children's book, Just Like You.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about why you wrote it, your intention for it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, well, this is my very first book, and I targeted autism because it's a lot of children around that have autism nowadays, and they have different ways of coping with it. Some can't speak, some are very agitated with different things. And they are really judged. So, you know, this book in here is trying to get a little girl to find a friend, hopefully. The one that she usually has didn't come to school that day. So she was hoping to connect with someone else. And in the end, you know, the one girl that really did always pick on her at school found that they have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. And that's what I say about getting to know someone. You never know, you know, how a person really is until you really take the time to talk to them. And through a school project, they found that they had more things in common than they realized. And then they were just like one another.
Very interesting. And so what is your hope for Just Like You?
Not just for children, but also for adults to not be so quick to judge, because you never know what a person is going through.
Mm-hmm.
People go through different things every day. You never know what a person is going through at that time. And if they just need a hug or just need to talk, don't be so quick to judge them just because they look a certain way or act a certain way. That doesn't mean they're any different than anybody else.
I love that message. That's really beautiful. What, as we're going into a brand new year, I think that would be a good objective for us to have, to begin to really accept people and to delve deeper and see them for who they really are. What is one suggestion that you would have for us, how we can go about doing that in our lives?
just trying to just put myself out there and just see what's out in the world. You know, just even if you have to go to different support groups, it's always available.
Mm-hmm.
It's always available.
Yeah, I like that. See what's out in the world. You know, one of the things that come to mind, even as you were saying that, is we tend to spend a lot of time on our phones now, you know, looking at our Facebook, whatever, texting with friends, looking at messages. And I think if we all could be more aware of our surroundings, whether we're in a coffee shop or in the supermarket, more attentive to other people, you know, to nodding or smiling or even starting conversation, I think that it would be a good time to begin that, you know, for the new year. Anything else come to mind for you, Nicole?
For the new year?
Yeah, so how we can interact more with people and get to really see people and not just make assumptions about them.
Well, like you said, technology is everybody's main thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Try to limit yourself with your technology and just go out, even if you just go for a walk in the park. You know, just go out into the world more. Everything should not revolve around technology.
Mm-hmm.
Even if one day, you know, that's all we have, which seems like it's coming. But for now, just go out more. Put
mm-hmm.
your phone down. Go go visit people. You know, have that one-on-one time. You know, for parents, try to spend more time with your kids and your family in general. You know, you never know what's going on with them. Sometimes, like children, they might be afraid to talk about something. If you spend more time with them and just get to know, then they'll open up more. And I found that with my daughter as well. So just try to be more, you know, of a people person, not just technology.
I love the suggestions, especially about spending more time with your kids. You know, being a mother is a challenge. I had three kids of my own, all grown, and it always seemed to me like there was never enough time to get anything done. And I wish I had spent more time playing with my kids and less time cleaning the kitchen, you know? So I love those words, Nicole. It's really important to have some true quality time with our kids when we're really listening and talking to them and playing with them and not just watching TV or et cetera. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your books. How can people get a hold of you? You said that you are open if somebody wants to be encouraged. And how can they get a hold of your books? Your book.
My book is on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and also DonnaEats.com. My fan page is facebook.com/AuthorNicoleTroop. My blog is allaboutnicky.home.com.blog. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You can email me at coolmommy80@gmail.com. I'm always available.
Fantastic. So her Facebook page is facebook.com/AuthorNicoleTroop. So that's AuthorNicoleTroupe. And her website is allaboutnicky.home.blog. So allaboutnicky.com. lifecoachmari.home.blog. You can also find Nikki on my website, lifecoachmari.com. Just go to my radio show page, and she's there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link, of course, to this interview. Make sure you pass it around. We will have a replay on it right on the same link. She's given so much good wisdom today, and I hope that you'll pass it around to your friends and loved ones. So is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, Nikki, as we close the last few minutes down of the show?
Always follow your dreams. Never let anybody tell you what you can't do.
Wow. Not a lot of words, but extremely powerful. And you had mentioned earlier that there will always be people, I call them the naysayers. You know, it seems like there's always people that whatever you want to dream or want to do next, they tell you you can't do it, right? And you said something earlier, Nikki, about don't let somebody tell you what you can't do. And so tell me a little bit about your experience with that. How were you able to continue to do what you wanted to do even when people were telling you you couldn't?
You know, you just have to ignore them the best you can. It's hard because they're always there. Not just children, but adults. They're always there. They, you know, like me, because I'm a quadriplegic, I can't use any of my limbs. They think I can't do anything. But there is always different resources that will help you do what you want to do.
Right.
That's why I write my book. You know, you just make a way.
Wow. You're just such an amazing example, being a quadriplegic and saying, I want to write this book. And like you say, there are resources, finding the resources. You know, even though you were ill, were in the hospital, writing the book, getting the book out, I think it's just absolutely fabulous. And I love what you're doing. And I wish you just even more success. I think you have more books in the plans, do you not?
I do. And I have one that's being illustrated right now, and I hope it'll be out about the same time next year.
Fantastic. Very nice. Well, Nikki, it's just been so lovely having you on the show. You're such an encouragement to others. You know, we have the use of our limbs. I have the use of all my limbs. And you accomplish so much because you just have this passion inside of you that you're going to do what you're called to do, right? And you also say, and God will help you. So thank you so much for being such an example to us and such a beautiful example of loving each other no matter what, you know, disabilities or other kinds of differences don't really mean anything if we truly decide to love one another.
Yes, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's been totally my pleasure, and thank you all for listening in. Make sure you pass this show along to others. It's been so many good things talked about by Nicole, and make sure you catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye, and Happy New Year. New Year starting tomorrow morning.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.